Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Aldrin and I help female entrepreneurs to start and scale the online marketing for their business so that they can live a life of time and freedom with confidence. In today's episode, we'll be looking at 21 places to sell handmade items online to make money from home. Are you ready? Let's get started. Do you want to sell handmade items online? Are you looking for a way to make money from home using your talents? If you're like me, you probably had the opportunity to make a lot of handmade items back in school. Yes, in school, kindergarten, you know, elementary school. However, it never crossed your mind to sell handmade products to start an online business from home. In today's economy, it continues to surprise me the kind of things that you can make and sell online. Many people struggle with the idea of having to go to the office 5 days a week from 9 to 5, and they hope that they would stumble upon an opportunity. Some even wonder where to sell handmade items or even how to make money selling crafts. What you need to know is that you don't need to have a degree or any special skills to make over 50% of the things that I've seen sold online. Actually, the number one thing you need is a lot of patience, as well as a good sprinkling of perseverance. The key to your success will be for you to be creative, which simply means you need to think outside of the box. In some cases, you even need to hire out the talent. So say, for example, you have some sort of complex design or a prototype or something that you want to do, if there's a requirement for design. But all that is left for you to do is to find a marketplace or marketplaces where you can sell those items that you made. In this particular podcast, you're going to be blown away by the 20 plus places where you can sell your precious creations online. Let's get right into it. So how to get started selling handmade items online? Well, the one thing you need to do before deciding to sell anything is to do your research. Spend some time learning what is actually or currently in demand for these handmade sellers platforms. So in order to help you with that particular research, here is a list of items that are best sellers, for example, on Etsy at the time of creating this particular podcast. Gold-plated brass cable chain. 10-piece gold lobster claw clasp, and that's the clasp that you use to close a necklace or some sort of jewelry around your neck, or even some bracelets use them as well. Bridesmaids tote bags, natural diamond heart ring, clay varnish. Yes, I just said clay varnish. Boho bracelets, t-shirts, weekender tote bag, buddy butter. I love me some good buddy butter. Do you? Etsy online course. Yes, online on Etsy. They actually sell an Etsy online course. Honeycomb connector pendants. Infant beanie. So when a baby's coming from home from hospital, they sell these beanies that you can put on the baby when after they're born and you're bringing them home from the hospitals. So those are just a short list. As you can see, there's a wide variety of things, from items that help artists, like the clay varnish, with their craft, to ready-made products. Also, head over to Craft Count. That's craftcount.com to see the top 10 Etsy sellers. Then click over to their profiles to get an understanding of their best-selling products. So I do have a screenshot over in the show notes. Head on over to success.unscrambled.com/sell-handmade-items-online. So that's sell-handmade-items-online. All right. Head on over to the show notes and you'll see all the screenshots and images that I'm going to be mentioning in this particular episode. Of course, the list I've given you is not exhaustive, but only a small representation to give you a flavor of what's possible. After completing your research, you need to make a short list of 5 to 6 items that you believe that you can make or supply on a consistent basis to customers. There's a lot of stores on Etsy that actually closed down in the last, say, 10 years or so. simply because the owners were supplying things that they didn't enjoy doing. So that's why it's so important to make sure that you make a short list of things that you believe that you can continue to do for the next 10 years. The next best thing is finding the best local supplier of the raw material or design services that you need. So say, for example, you decide you're going to make jewelry. On Etsy itself, there's a place that actually sells beads and, you know, the cable for around the neck that actually you use to put on the beads to make the jewelry. So you can actually buy the supplies from there. They're quite low cost, somewhere between, say, $2 and $4 for 15 beads or for 10 feet of cable. So actually, it's not that bad. Obviously, you may want to take a jewelry course. And I know there's a lot of places like Udemy that actually have short courses that you can do online. So don't be afraid if it is you've never made jewelry before, but you have a flair or an eye for jewelry. Man, why don't you just get started? And you can start really cheaply for less than $10. You can have the items shipped to you and you can start probably introducing it to friends and family to see if they like the jewelry that you make, and then you can start selling it online. But beware, it might be something that it has to be something that you enjoy doing for the rest of your life. Otherwise, well, not for the rest of your life, maybe for the next 10 years, so that you can actually consistently do it and you wouldn't sort of get tired or anything like that. And it doesn't have to be jewelry. It could be any other thing as well. If you're like me, the one thing that you will find intimidating is, can you guess? Coming up with a selling price for your finished product. You can take a look at this amazing free resource. So I've left a link in the show notes. It's a free handmade pricing calculator. And I have to tell you, I was really blown away by this pricing calculator because there's a lot of things that I've never considered as going into the course of making a product or service, for example, that I haven't calculated before. So I've left a link in the show notes. Head on over to successunscrambled.com/sell-handmade-items-online. So that's sell-handmade-items-online. All right. And the free handmade pricing calculator is compliments of Deb or Deborah from Tizard. Right, next up we have marketing your items. Woo-hoo. And one of the fastest ways to get sales when you list your items is to promote your items using social media. Before looking at marketing though, one thing that you will need to keep in mind is presentation and the images that you use for your products. If you don't have great photography skills and you have a budget available, you may want to consider hiring a product photography expert. However, if you don't have sufficient budget available, then you will need to spend time improving your existing skills and knowledge. There are tons of product photography courses available on Udemy for price as low as $15, so you can get easily get started straight away. I've also left a list of items that you can find on Amazon in the show notes that help take your product photography skills to a whole new level. So head on over to successunscrambled.com/sell-handmade-items-online. So that's sell-handmade-items-online. If you decide to do a print-on-demand product like t-shirts, coffee mugs, phone cases, then your best option would be to use mock-up services. And some of these services include places like Mockup World, Behance, Proto, that's P-R-O-T-O, and Behance is B-E-H-A-N-C-E, Mockups, that's M-O-Q-U-P-S, UXPin, Place It, Media Modifier. Again, head over to the show notes, you'll see the list there. Once you're happy with the presentation of your products, then you can use a platform like Pinterest to start promoting your creations. Remember to use a tool like Marmalade, and that's M-A-R-M-A-L-E-A-D, to optimize your Etsy listings for great SEO results. And that's Marmalade. All right. Woo. We haven't even gotten into the platforms yet. But like I said, head on over to the show notes and you'll be able to see all of those resources I've left there for you. All right. Now, platforms to sell handmade items online. Now that you have a good understanding of what you need to do before choosing an online platform to sell your handmade products, let's spend some time looking at all the available marketplaces in detail so that you can make a shortlist of, say, 5 to 6 where your potential clients can be found. Because all you're doing is going to be putting your creations in front of these potential clients and see if it sells. Okay, number one, we have Redbubble. If you've never heard about it before, it's a platform of over 700,000 creators from all over the world making things like phone cases, shirts, pillows, and stickers. The cool feature of Redbubble is that you choose a piece of artwork that you like and then you get it printed on the product that you like. So you're matching the artwork with the product. Your choice of product is then made and shipped responsibly to you as a buyer. As a seller, this concept may seem quite, weird or unique because it is very focused on the artwork rather than the product itself. AFTCRA, which is number two. This platform is focused on American handmade items. The range of things that can be sold on AFTCRA includes clothing, accessories, baby items, home furnishings, and paper goods. There are no listing fees for sellers, which is great news. All the listings appear to be so neat and perfect on this particular platform. As a buyer, it seems to be a very attractive place to buy goods. One thing that I notice is that there does not seem to be any social proof, like, reviews or likes or anything like that. You could look at this as a bad thing, but it could be a good thing if you're a new seller on this particular platform because it sort of levels the playing field and everyone is at the same level when it comes to social proof on the platform, existing as well as new. Okay, at number three, we have Zibet. And the proposal from Zibet is that as a seller, you can list your products once and sell it across many channels. It essentially helps you to keep all of your products in sync so that you will need or will not need even to log into multiple different platforms to check and update your listings. You will, however, need to pay $6 per month per channel, and the minimum requirement is that you sign up for 2 channels. In terms of marketplaces, they connect with Etsy, Stitch websites, the Zibet marketplace, and AC More. I'm a little bit disappointed as I expected them to have at least 10 different channels already available, but they do promise that they will actually be adding more channels in the near future. Number four, Uncommon Goods. All I can say is, oh wow. My first impression of this site is just amazing. I am blown away because of the quality of the site, and as a seller, the prices are more up my street in terms of the prices that you can sell products at. If you spend time creating a quality product, you would not like to charge $20 for that item, which is what you can see on many other sites. It is probably one of the best places to purchase gifts that are unique and thoughtful. You can really experience the difference in quality on this site compared to others. For example, I've left a screenshot in the show notes. It's what they call a vitascope. And if you have any idea what that is, it's basically like a DIY movie projector, I guess. It comes all flat pack and you can just assemble it. So it's like a puzzle that turns into a movie projector. It's really, really cool. Head over to the show notes. You'll be able to see what I'm talking about. It's successunscrambled.com/sell-handmade-items-online, and that's sell-handmade-items-online. I felt like a kid in a candy shop, except that, of course, I can't have sugar, as you probably know if you have heard me before. The good news is that if you pay as a buyer, if you pay $14.90 a year, you can get free 3 to 5 day shipping on all orders within the US. I mean, like, how cool is that? I'm so blown away by the sheer beauty of this site that I almost forgot to mention that they have the following categories. You've got gifts, fun, home, kitchen and bar, art, jewelry, women, and that category in women includes mom, grandma, wives, girlfriend, and teens. You've got men, and then you've got kids. Here's another item that I found in the grandma section. I thought it was the coolest gift ever. And what it is, it's a glass bird cafe. It sounds cool. Head over to the show notes. You'll see an image of it. I've done a screenshot of it. It is a really cool looking, something you can hang out in your back garden. My mother would have loved this. She was the one who always fed the birds. Unfortunately, she's no longer with us. However, when she used to do it, the neighbors were so annoyed with her because there were lots of bird mess on all the cars in the neighborhood because of her and feeding the birds. Oh, wow. Look at what I found in the serveware section. Again, you have to head over to the show notes to see this one. I know one of my family members would have been so happy to see, or would be so happy to see, one of this. It's absolutely entertaining. It's a musical serving board. It's basically a wooden serving board in the shape of a guitar that actually has the bits at the end where you use to tune the guitar strings and everything. So again, you need to head over to the show notes to have a look at it. Really cool. By far one of the best places to sell handmade items online. It's quite attractive for buyers. Okay. Number five, we've got turning art. If you're looking for art pieces for corporate or business clients, then this platform is just the one for you to use. Their tagline is, "We've got you and your walls covered." This is a brilliant idea if you are a business or have a mall and you want to give that artistic feel to the interior. What is really amazing is that they work with both local and national artists so that you can feature their work in your business place. Isn't that such a cool idea? You can even get the community engaged by having members of your area vote on pieces of artwork that you can use. It's like having an experienced artist on your team who would help to keep your environment infused with inspired pieces of work. They even have a kit out for multifamily apartment complex buildings. You can check out their profile on Instagram for more information. Again, I've left a link in the show notes. Cafe Press is at number six. You may have heard of this name before, previously. It's been around for a while. It's a great platform to sell your everyday and funny items for any occasion. Prices are more or less standard, so you don't need to spend too much time designing one-off pieces because you're not going to get a return on your investment for spending time doing that. There is the option to design your own t-shirt, mug, etc. using the services available on the platform. One aspect that I find deeply intriguing is the ability to design your own curtains and rugs. I know, curtains and rugs. I never thought of personalized curtains before, but yay. I guess there's a first time for everything. Because there's also the option to have your very own personalized pajamas. You need to be aware that Cafe Press is not a great platform for low-cost print-on-demand items. Unlike other platforms, the less you buy, the higher the price that you have to pay per item. I found this item, and I've left a screenshot in the show notes. It's so funny, I had to share it. It's a coffee mug, or mug. It doesn't have to be coffee, but it's just a standard mug. And on it, it has, If loving pumpkin spice is wrong, I don't want to be right. So I just thought it was cool. Thought I'd share that with you. All right. At number seven, we have Society 6. Probably should have put that at number six, shouldn't I? Anyway, just when I thought that getting custom curtains was unusual, here's another platform that does normal curtains as well as shower curtains. I'm not sure how I feel about getting handmade or specialty made shower curtains since they get dirty so quickly. Would you get custom made shower curtains? Maybe I'm just weird. They offer such a wide range of goods. It is absolutely crazy. to think that these are all in the handmade category. So the list of categories include home decor, furniture, bed and bath, tabletop, office, tech, apparel and bags, outdoor and lifestyle. Of course, I headed over to the tech section because I was curious, I mean, who isn't, to see what they had to offer. There was a range of laptop, phone and tablet cases and skins. In the office section, there were acrylic trays, notebooks and stationery cards. I saw this one and I thought it was so cute that I have to share it with everyone. They even have stickers in the same design. So it's basically a stationery card, and on it there are the two kids who are basically running away from home, and there's a police in the background shouting at them, and they're with the little dog, and the caption is, "Let's run away from our problems." So anyway, head over to the show notes. You'll see the screenshot of that image there. Okay, Ruby Lane is at number 8. I saw the name Ruby Lane and I had no idea what they could possibly be selling because, okay, compared to other platforms, it just isn't self-explanatory. They offer antique dolls, art, vintage, and jewelry items. Now, when I say antique, think of old pearls and old chinaware. As a child growing up, I saw a few of these around people's homes. I never imagined that these things would be so valuable today. Imagine. I could have saved so much stuff all these years, put them in storage and sell them on today. Anyway, the saying goes, hindsight is 20/20, which can be too late. To get a feel for the items available, I went to have a look at many of the items that they have. As far as I'm aware, I don't have anything in my house that can be considered antique. Maybe I'm the most antique one in my house. Okay. The dress, I saw this dress. Okay, you have to head over to the show notes to see this dress. It's a Haute Vintage Hobo Chic Maxi Multicolored Floral Printed Fluid Gown. It's maxi, obviously, and it caught my attention. And it's easily something that I can wear to a tea party with Alice in Wonderland accompanied by the Mad Hatters. I will label this platform as one of the more curious places to sell handmade items online, as you can find a lot of items with a lot of historical value in there. 9, we have Artfire. There's something warming about Artfire platform. It conjures up images in my head of artists working in little cottages making unique pieces. They cover a wide range of items that will suit every taste. Their categories include jewelry, wedding, clothing and accessories, children, home and living, entertainment, crafts, supplies, and tools. Each time I see a site doing weddings, I can't help but take a peek. One of the hardest things for many couples is coming up with ideas for wedding favors. And this site has a few cool ideas. So if you're looking for wedding favors, this is the site you should go to. For example, I found these cute mini cactus white buckets. There's 5 in the package and the cacti are 2 inches, I believe in height, size, I guess. And the 5 in the pack comes for $20, which isn't such a bad value. I mean, that's like $4 each. And head over to the show notes and you'll see the image there. It's a great idea for a small, intimate wedding where you don't have guests from out of town or from another country. To list your items on Artfire, you just click on the open your shop, and Artfire will charge you a listing fee of 23 cents per item. So it's a little bit more expensive than the standard Etsy charges. However, you have the choice to avoid the listing fees if you have hundreds of items by paying $20 a month plus a final 4.5% valuation fee. Okay, at number 10, we've got Cargo, and that's C-A-R-G-O-H. Just when you thought there's no way for people to get even more creative, along comes an online platform to just knock your socks off. Cargo is another platform full of curators bursting at the seams with creativity. I mean, like, If you head over to the show notes, you can check out the image. I've taken a picture, and it's a picture of a, it looks like a cup of coffee, like it's a, you know, like one of those Starbucks cup of coffees. And on it has this cup cozy. And it's like, if you think about something loading, it's like something's loading and it says, daydreaming, please wait. And of course, guess what? Yep. It's currently sold out. So if it is you wanted to buy it, you'll need to wait for it to be back in stock. It's truly amazing what the human brain can come up with. If you can make, take time to drink, to think outside the box, I know what box, you'll be able to come up with such amazing ideas. Allow me to indulge you one more time, but I came across this dress and I fell in love. It's an indigo dress, which is one of my favorite colors as well. It's a cotton and board embroidered dress and it's in there for sale at $150. It's a maxi dress, but it's very, very beautiful. Again, head over to the show notes, you'll see it there. They art fire, they carefully select their sellers as they want those with a great eclectic feel and aesthetic design that complements their platform. If you'd like to become a seller on Kago, you can head over to the show notes. I've left a link there that shows you all information about how to become a seller on the Kago platform. Spoonflower is at number 11. Okay, so it's a platform fully focused on fabric designers. It means that if you are into designing prints for fabric, then this is right up your alley. I have no idea how to even get started in that department. Anyway, upon visiting the site, I instantly felt like redecorating my entire home from top to bottom. They have fresh designs available for all areas of your home, and the categories include fabric, wallpaper, living and deco, dining, and bedding. Yes, even bedding. They also do curtains, napkins, and throw blankets. I do have a screenshot of a sheet set. Head over to the show notes so you can have a look at, you know, an example of what they do. There are over 16,000 designers on that particular platform, and they get over 600,000 shoppers every month. I've tried to understand how they pay you as a seller, but it appears that you get 10% on every sale every day. That's every sale of your fabric design or wallpaper design or anything like that. You simply need to upload your design, and they provide the fabric or associated products and printing. Head over to the show notes. Again, it's successunscrambled.com/sell-handmade-items-online. That's sell-handmade-items-online. I've left a link in the show notes that goes on to explain in great detail how you can get paid or how it works on Spoonflower. Saatchi is at number 12. I labeled this one as Stuff Just Got Serious. Either you are an artist or you're not. Saatchi provides a platform where artists can get more exposure for their artwork. My art appreciation skills on a scale of 0 to 10 is probably a minus 1. So I wouldn't be a great person to come with me to actually appreciate the art. But I'll need to bring my daughter along with me. You don't believe me? Okay. I just have to giggle. You can check out a piece that I took a screenshot of below. It's a piece of work called Are Your Pets As Beautiful As You? And the artist is from the US, and it was originally listed on Saatchi for $860. It got 3,939 views and 132 people favorited this piece. Trust me, you head over to the show notes to take a look and you'll see what I mean. Like I said, I just have zero art appreciation skills. As an artist, your artwork will gain exposure to collectors in over 80 countries. The Saatchi platform gets over 12 million page views a month, which is amazing. If you would like more information on how to get started on Saatchi, you can grab the artist handbook. I've left a link in the show notes. The only drawback is that you get only 65% of the price of the artwork sold back, which is not so bad if you're a newcomer. This is brand new to you. If your artwork sold for $1,000 and you get 65% of that back, that's not so bad. Okay, Up next, we've got Sazzle at number 13, a great platform for all the Disney lovers because you get personalized Disney gear that has been officially licensed. Sazzle also offers a design platform that is similar to the likes of, say, Canva. It allows users to create images for Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, Etsy, and Twitter. You can also use it to create memes. Yeah, memes. Initially, I thought it was more of a print-on-demand site, but it isn't that at all. The prices for items are quite high. The service they offer is very similar to Spoonflower and Redbubble. Each designer uploads their work and chooses products, then lists their items for sale. Sellers then get a percentage of commission for each item sold with their design on it. You'll be glad to know that they offer this service to designers from all over the world, which is great news. Folksy is in at number 14. And I have to tell you, with a name like Folksy, it is difficult not to imagine the likes of Mr. Hooper on Sesame Street with his little store. I think I just dated myself when I mentioned the name Sesame Street. But I would reference these scenes or sing songs from that program all the time, and my daughter would be looking at me so confused. Anywho, before I get too far off topic, on the homepage, you are greeted with a scenic array of items that look like they came from a set on Winnie the Pooh in the 100 Acre Wood. I know, Winnie the Pooh. From beeswax honeycomb candles to tiny ceramic houses, crossback aprons, and everything in between. One cannot help but feel like they just stepped into grandma's house expecting to find freshly baked cookies and, of course, no sneaky fox in her bed. I mean, take a look at all of the gorgeous linen items they have. For example, I found this cute bread bag and I've left a screenshot in the show notes. It would just tempt you to go on a baguette diet for like 6 months. And the poor guy in the bakery behind the counter would be wondering if you finally noticed him giving you the eye as to why you visited his bakery more often than usual. Okay, so for just £5 a month, you can sign up to become a seller and pay 6% plus VAT commission on all sales. As you can probably tell, it is very focused on British craft. Should I say British craft? She said in a queenly accent. So unfortunately, if you're not based in the UK, you may not qualify. Sorry. Absolute Arts is in at number 15. So you're probably thinking that you're not quite ready to display your art on a site like Saatchi just yet. In your head, you believe that your art looks like pre-kindergarten when compared to Leonardo da Vinci pieces that you saw on Saatchi. The good news is that there is a site called Absolute Arts that will help you start slowly using baby steps. I mean, look at this adorable beach wedding. I know you can't see it was in the podcast, but you've got to have a look at this beach wedding. There's hope for all of us and an artist inside everyone. You just have a look and you know what I'm talking about. Head over to successunscrambled.com/sell-handmade-items-online. That's sell-handmade-items-online. They give you the opportunity to create a free artist portfolio on their website and even give you the tools to develop as an artist. A charge of 35% commission is levied on all sales. When you gain the confidence that you need, you can upgrade then to a mid-level package, which is $55 a year, and you only pay 25% commission on all sales. So it gets better as you go along. Bonanza is in at number 16. Okay, after taking a single look at this website, my eyebrows was sort of raised in the surprise position, and it still is on the surprise position on my head. Their tagline is, everything but the ordinary. Believe me when I tell you that they are true to their word. They sell face tattoos, body skeleton costumes, vitamins, dietary supplements, fabric adhesive, and even human hair. I am not sure why this was even recommended as a place for handmade items, but hey, I'm not going to be the one to tell them that they are not. It also appears to be a great place to sell your stuff online, So if it is, you have other things other than, you know, the handmade, feel free to take a look at them, especially if the item that you have is unique and not necessarily handmade. I've left another example of what you can find on their site. It's a 4 linen table napkins, and it's great. As I said, it's great for Thanksgiving. So have a look there. I've left a screenshot, and take a look at in the show notes, and you'll have a look at what you can sell. You'll be happy to know that Bonanza was rated as the most recommended marketplace from 2013 to 2018 by over 60,000 independent sellers. I know, that's amazing. Amazing, seeing that I've never heard of them before. Anyway, as a seller, you can list your stuff for free as there's no listing fees and there's zero setup costs. They integrate with Google Shopping, which is great news. I mean, imagine having your stuff show up on Google Shopping. And they automatically keep your product listings in sync. You're even encouraged as a seller to bring your listings over from Amazon, from eBay, Shopify, Etsy, using a function called the Spark Lister. I have to say that I am simply blown away by this platform, as I've never heard of them before, and they seem to genuinely be interested in the seller success. So in terms of seller fees, I've left a link in the show notes. You can head on over there. They have a complex course of sale items that's been sold on their platform. So you need to have a look at that before you choose them as one of your preferred platforms. Okay, at number 17, we've got Crate Joy. If you are into monthly subscription boxes, then you have probably heard of Crate Joy, a service that allows you to create, market, and ship goodie boxes every month. This is another one of those sites that you feel like Mary from Little House on the Prairie rolling through the hills. Just when you thought that all of the ideas for a niche subscription box were exhausted, you'll find another one, trust me. I found ones for the following: date night, generations box for the elderly, paranormal activities, saltwater and sand, grandma, survivors of trafficking, coffee supporting animal rescue. Trust me, there's just so many. I was just like, there's a subscription box for that. Anyway, as a seller, you can simply sign up for free and get access through their over 4 million page views a month and powerful integrations. You can also create your own custom website on their platform for $39 a month plus transaction fees. Okay, I never thought it was possible to have a subscription box for houseplants, but I was obviously very wrong. So I found a subscription box for aquatic plants. I know, of all things. Ooh, what will they think of next? Anyway, I left a screenshot in the show notes. I think it's called a houseplant shop. And you can find them. You can find that screenshot I've taken. Head on over to the show notes at successunscrambled.com/ sell handmade items online. That's sell-handmade items online. It's arguably the most exceptional places to sell handmade items online. Shop Handmade. I know, that's the name. Number 18. It's just a plain and simple Shop Handmade. So part of the Shop Handmade slogan is 100% fee-free. This is great news for sellers who just looking to dip their toe in the water for the first time. Their departments are so many. It includes the following: health, beauty and food, jewelry, beads, custom, resupplies, artwork, apparel, children and pets, cards and invitations, paper gifts, material art, home decor, painting, photography, wall art, crocheting, knitting, sewing. Wow. Being a photographer, I wandered into that department just to see what folks like me sell on this auspicious platform. Didn't find much there. The site seems to be very slow to browse, so it takes time to get from one listing to the next. I found a tie-dye scarf that ships from India. Again, I've left a screenshot in the show notes, so you can have a look there. If you're interested in getting started for free, I've left a link in the show notes. They seem to be very strict on crafts and handmade items, so read the rules carefully before you decide to choose this particular platform. Hyena Cart is in at number 19. At first, I thought it was a shopping cart platform, but Hyena Cart actually offers buyers the ability to buy handmade items that are eco-friendly. Items include both cloth diapers, unscented goat's milk soap, hand-dyed yarns, batik fabric bags, and handmade jewelry. The user experience at the time of producing this particular podcast wasn't very great, as a store can do with a little bit more TLC. As a seller, there is a $10 sign-up or setup fee, plus a $5 per month charge to keep the store alive or available. I just wish they can do something about the technology and the user experience, because it isn't great for someone who's selling eco-friendly handmade items. Okay, so iCraft is in at number 20. It's a Canadian company developed by web professionals who are passionate about the web and handmade items. And that's what makes up the backbone of iCraft. Have you seen the cute terry bathrobe for dogs? Oh my goodness. It is the sweetest little thing ever, because I don't even have a dog and I have the urge to buy one just because they're so cute. They go in at around, say, $16-$17. Anyway, and I've left a screenshot in the show notes. I know you're listening to a podcast, but, you know, head on over there to have a look. Their categories include jewelry, clothing, accessories, toys and games, artwork, crafts, home decor, and bath and body. You can also decide to list your items by seasons, by special occasions, by collections, or for someone special, like for mums. They even have the store categorized by sellers. So there's Canadian sellers, US sellers, European sellers, top sellers, and stores with sales. As a seller, you can get access to their seller's bootcamp, where you will be given assignments to complete every day. It only takes about 30 minutes to complete the task as given in the assignments. To sign up as a seller, you can simply choose the monthly package for $15 a month, or a 6-month package that goes in at $12 a month, or a 12-month package for $10 a month. The good news is that you would not be charged any listing fees or commission fees on each item listed or on each sale, which is, you know, good, especially if you have got a lot of items. Okay, so at number 21, yes, you've guessed it, I've got Etsy. Everyone has heard about Etsy, unless you've been obviously hiding under a rock for the last few years. It has always been or seen as a big competitor of Amazon, except obviously that they sell specialty handmade items, or used to. Of course, Amazon has since launched Amazon Handmade to compete with Etsy, the Etsy marketplace. The benefits of being a seller on Etsy can be amazing, because they have the annual Etsy Design Awards for creatives. They also have pop-up Christmas shops, and they do amazing collaborations and exhibitions with design shows, wedding fairs, craft councils, and even the Natural History Museum, just to name a few. So there are lots of opportunities where your talent and goods can gain exposure at local as well as national levels. As a seller, your items get exposure to over 33 million buyers, so by far one of the biggest platforms. Well, let's go, of course, next to Amazon. 33 million buyers globally. To get started, you just need to list your item and pay a fee of 20 cents per listing. I've been reading about how to become successful on Etsy as a newbie, and I learned that you need to have a minimum of 50 listings to gain momentum and sales. And the best advice I've seen so far is that you need to ensure that you have a collection of entry-level, no-frills options included in your 50 listings. So you might have your standard listings, like things for $10, $14, $20, $30, but you need to have some entry-level things somewhere between, say, $2 and $7. So at least you can start gaining momentum and reviews on the platform. So essentially, for $10 initial outlay, so that's 50 items by 20 cents, you can expect to start seeing sales on Etsy, on your Etsy listings, once you've done your homework in terms of finding out what's popular and what people want from your from the platform and from your items. So the ability to sell handmade items online has been made easy and almost irresistible with the kind of assistance of from modern technology. Although the world can be considered flat for the future, the biggest hurdle that can be a struggle is the cost of shipping. On the one hand, you have ethically produced items, while on the other, there is the possibility of leaving a terrible carbon footprint due to shipping. Yes, you should encourage all your friends, relatives, and loved ones to choose gifts that will reduce one's carbon footprint. However, does that mean not selling the best gift possible for the occasion in terms of weight and quality, especially for customers who are 5,000 or even 10,000 miles away? I guess this is a personal and individual decision that no one can force on you or on anyone else. Maybe one day a logistics expert or logistics specialist or logistics scientist will find a way to solve the problem, like, for example, dissolving things and making them reappear on the other end. I don't know. What has been your experience with selling handmade items online? Please feel free to share it with us, with me, by leaving comments in the comment section of the show notes. So remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you will be the first to hear about what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast players. If you are a self-confessed hoarder and you would like to declutter your home, consider making a quick buck or two and sell your stuff online. I've left a link in the show notes. Are you employed full-time, but you prefer to start a service-based side business? Then grab the resource that shows you 20 plus ways where you can start a side hustle this coming weekend. I've left a link in the show notes. If you want to take your blog to the next level, but not quite sure how, check out all you need to know about how to get paid by blogging. I've left a link in the show notes. If you're a startup or small business and you need to hire a virtual assistant to complete tasks such as social media marketing, blogging, keyword research, or Pinterest account management, then take a look at the packages I have available. I've left a link again in the show notes. Okay, that's it for this particular episode. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.